Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. My pleasure to be part of your day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. Thanks for the business. And as a friend of mine tells his customers, thank you for the food. Alan Mates is our guest. Alan is a gentleman that we've met this year, and he's been with us a couple of times before. We're glad to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of Robinson Mates, which is a PR ad agency, marketing organization, helping organizations large and small, some of the biggest and some of the smallest as well. He works with all them. That's the reason he's such a great resource for us. We're glad we found him. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Alan, one of the things that I've been focusing a lot on lately, and I want to get your thoughts on, is this idea of connection, making a connection. And you know, we talk about, I just think that all the marketing, all the advertising, all the branding efforts, all the efforts a company does to build brand, is totally wasted if when the customer makes contact with you, you don't somehow make a connection. I'll give you an example, and I told this story a few days ago. Within the last week, I stopped at two big box companies to buy something from them that I couldn't get anywhere else, and I bought two fairly not tiny items, but not big items either. I bought two things from them, and then I got home and I realized that one of them wasn't as I was told it would be, and one of them had a part missing. And so the next day I had to completely retrace my steps to both places and get them to replace them, which they did, and they treated me cordially, but not one person acted like they were unhappy or sad or sorry or disappointed or whatever, that I had to do all this over again, that I had to come back. Not one person said, "I'm sorry, it's unfortunate this happened. Mr. Blasingame, you know, I'll be glad to take care of you right now." I mean, it was just basically going through the motions. A robot could have done everything that they did. Mm. So there was no connection at all. Well, now, how do we make that? I mean, I know your world is the marketing, advertising, and communication. But still, you got to be advising. I know you're advising your people. You know what? We spend all this money. It's not going to work if your people don't connect with folks.
That's right. I mean, it's what we call the last mile. Mm-hmm. And really, when you look at brand building and brand development, typically companies look at, you know, two areas. You know, how do we build the brand in both the mind and the heart of our target customer or our prospects? What they then need to do is sell the brand inside to the various constituencies that actually touch their customers or their prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that brand experience is not delivered through customer service or at point of sale, it all falls apart. And we like to say, either serve the customer or serve somebody who's serving the customer. Everybody's job is to serve the customer, mm-hmm. no matter what size organization you're in.
Well, see, this is an area where, you know, when small business owners worry about the big boxes coming to town, this is the area that I try to get them to understand is their strong suit. Connecting with a customer is a small business's strong suit, isn't it?
Most definitely.
But how often do you go to a small business and you don't feel a connection?
More often than not.
Way too many times.
And it's becoming more prevalent both at the retail perspective and in the small business service sector.
Yeah.
Where they're just not giving you the time of day, and that does make you go to those bigger national chains and away from that community-based retailer. community-based business.
If the big chain has a nicer store, a fancier store, a lot more activity, a lot more energy going on around it, there are a lot of people coming and going, they got a bigger inventory, a larger selection, maybe whether you need all that or not, it just seems like it's a big deal, and maybe they even give you a little better price. Well, how do you get them to come to your store and spend a little more money? You're not going to do it by advertising, are you?
Not necessarily. Not
you can't out-advertise those big guys.
The way you're going to do it typically is by down and dirty involvement in a community and knowing mm-hmm. your customers and knowing the heritage mm-hmm. of that store and the heritage of that community and tying into it.
And when they come to see you, when they actually make contact with you by phone, by email, on your website, in person, you've got to connect with them, folks. You've got to figure out how to do that. We're going to talk with some more about this with Alan Mates, president of Robinson and Mates, right after these messages. 20 till is Dan Fogelberg. Take us out. We're back. It's 17 till. Little Heart bringing us back. There's the Wilson sisters, Ann and Nancy. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust and the newsletter and the blog and lots of stuff there. Thousands of pieces of information in text and audio form that will allow you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. Check those out and use them. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in, hang out, use our stuff. Alan Mates is our guest. He's the president of Robinson and Mates. And we're talking about connection, Alan, and how to make sure that when we do actually have customers to come to us, one way or the other, and we have a lot of different ways of reaching out to them these days, don't we? And for them to contact us, they can call us, they can receive information from us in the mail, which you might have helped them to do a direct mail piece. They can get an ad from us. They can hear an ad on the radio, the television. They can go to our websites. We touch customers in a lot of different ways, and in every single one of those ways, small business owners must make the customer believe that we're trying to connect with them, don't we?
We sure do. That's why we think it's very important that every contact and touch point with a customer or prospect get a little more information and then go back to basics and utilize that information as you have a conversation with them, whatever media you're talking through.
You know, whenever I call a company that I've already done business with, especially like if I go to a city where I'm traveling to a city and I'm calling a restaurant to make reservations or something, and I've already eaten there before, even if I've only been there one time, when they answer the phone, I say, hello, this is Jim Blassingame, and I'm one of your customers. I always say that. I'm one of your customers, just to see how they'll act.
And will they treat you any different?
A lot of the times they'll say, what do you want? Now, sometimes they'll say, good, thank you. But occasionally, somebody will pick up on that and they'll say, well, thank you, Mr. Blassingame. We're glad you are, and are you going to come back? You know, they'll engage me. They'll pick up where I tried to lead them. But too many times, Alan, they don't.
And isn't it nice when you go into your local hardware store and they say, welcome back. How can I help you today?
Yeah.
How did that pair of pliers work
exactly.
out of the tough problem you had last week?
Exactly. That's the connection we're talking about, folks. And you know, Alan, the thing that we're trying to get across to small business owners, that costs them nothing.
That's correct.
And it's an approach that only small business owners can do, really.
Well, and it is an approach that can spread. I mean, again, the only thing it costs them is a little time to learn mm-hmm. more about their customers, to engage with their customers, but then they can start utilizing those customers as advocates of their business.
Right.
They could have
right.
positive word of mouth within the marketplace and the community. They could develop refer-a-friend programs that are very low cost and yet will drive people in to that business establishment or have them pick up the phone or have them go to the website.
Well, and you know, I've done that. I've called companies and I've said, I just sent you a person who's going to come by and they're going to ask for you. Please take care of them. And they, and you know, some of those companies have said, absolutely, Jim, we'll take good care of them. I've sent people to restaurants in other cities. You know, they said, you know, I know you go to this city, you know, what do you recommend? And I say, look, I'll take care of the reservations. You just show up. What time you want to go? And I'll call and I'll say, okay, you know, here I'm so-and-so, what, you know, I'm a customer. I'm sending you these customers. Take good care of them. And then the people come back to me later and say, wow, they really took good care of me.
It does mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm an advocate for that company, and all they did was do a good job of taking care of me one time.
That's all it takes, and that's why it's so low cost and so simple. Don't get hung up in all the fancy marketing jargon and spending money and trying to compete against the big guy. Take mm-hmm. advantage of the customer base you do have. Understand which ones are more profitable and more likely to be advocates than others, and engage with them.
When we do, though, when we do focus on our advertising marketing budget, Alan, what have you learned in the last short period of time, year or so? What have you learned from the big companies that you can talk to us about that they've learned about how to reach out and touch people when you're not face to face with them? How to either mail or advertising or some marketing effort? What have you learned that you can share with us?
Well, that most of the larger companies will use most channels of communication. They'll use various types of advertising, whether it be radio, TV, print. They'll use various forms of direct marketing, trying to get a specific message to a specific audience through the mail or through email.
Is direct marketing still through the mail, is that still a good plan?
If it is the right type of mail, if it's not overused and abused, like many of the credit card companies
used to
do it, really up until very recently.
Mm-hmm.
And if there is something specific that helps get to the right customer at the right time with the right offer.
It's got to be targeted with the right offer, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, the first thing you have to do with a piece of mail is get it noticed, get somebody to open it, not throw it into the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, it's got to stand apart. And usually to do that, it's back to what you said before. It's engagement. It's making a connection with that customer, albeit through the mail or through email.
And if you're going to do that, if you're going to, especially direct mail, you've got to, like you said earlier, you've got to know who your customer is, who your prospect is, and you got to know a little bit about them, what motivates them. And it's almost like by the time they get your stuff, they're thinking, wow, how'd they know I like this? Hold on to
exactly
that thought.
Right.
Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Alan Mates is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Alan Mates is our guest, our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, president of Robinson and Mates, an organization, Alan, that goes back to 1960, doesn't it?
That's correct.
So it's a very mature organization. You've been running it now for a while. Tell us a little bit about it and give us your website, please.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not quite that old, so I didn't join in 1960, Jim. But the agency has been around for quite some time. We were, you know, born as a promotion agency, and today we look at ourselves more as an upside-down marketing agency, helping both Fortune 500 and small and medium-sized businesses set up strategic marketing plans, brand planning and positioning, and then help them execute direct marketing programs, event programs, digital marketing programs,
mm-hmm.
and the like.
And the website?
And the website is RobinsonMates.com.
Robinson Mates, MAITES.com. So check that out, folks, and they can find out more about, if somebody wanted to get you to help them, they can find out more about you there and how to contact you, right?
Absolutely.
So check that out, folks, RobinsonMates.com. We're talking about, I was asking you about the direct marketing, and you pointed out that you know, direct marketing works if you know who your customer is, who your prospect is, and you know a little bit about them. So you can connect with them in that way, but don't you need to also have the same perspective with your digital outreach, either the website or also your email marketing? You have to have the same thing there, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, we consider that direct marketing as well. It's just delivered in a different method. If it's a one-to-one engagement with that customer, it is indeed direct marketing. So you do need to customize that experience based on their previous behavior or what you know about that individual, wherever possible. And that's from how you talk to them, how you greet them, to what information you serve up, to what offers you serve up.
What do you think about finding a handful of people, customers, that you think are your profile customer, and asking them to be on a little advisory board where you say, okay, we're going to show you every so often during the year, we might ask you to look at our mailing material, our email material, or whatever. Would you sort of take a look at it completely as in your role as a consumer, as somebody who might do business with us, and see if it sticks, if it resonates, where we're wrong, where we're right? Is that something that you is a good idea?
I highly encourage it. That's really a good way to use advocates if you identify them.
Mm-hmm.
They will not only tell you how they think you're doing with your marketing messages, and if you have a retail store with your own store selection, merchandise, and the like, but they'll also provide you with new ideas that you might be able to bring to market.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's important there, however, is to continue to rotate that group so you continue to get a fresh perspective, and from time to time, don't be afraid to bring in competitive users or prospects. Find out what the other guys are doing so well. It's keeping them away from your business.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. How would you engage those people?
Well, I'd say most local and small businesses understand the kind of customers they have well enough that they understand which customers are using them exclusively, are using them part of the time, or are using competitors exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, it's not that difficult to find out. You know, if it's, again, a retail establishment, watch what's going on. Shop your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to customers as they come out of the store. Incent them to be on your advisory board or to come to a meeting where you can have a roundtable discussion.
You know, one thing you could do is you don't have to say, what do they do that we don't do? You could just say, what do I have to do to get your business? They will tell you what they apparently like that somebody else is doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'll find out how tight that bond is, and you'll start to realize that there's a certain type of prospect out there, competitive user, that you can get to switch for a little bit of money. There's another group that are advocates of the competitor that aren't worth spending the money on,
right,
because they're never going to switch for long term.
That's right. But you can find out how they became so devoted to that company and find your own.
No question.
That's the beauty of small business. We don't have to have everybody to be successful. We just have to have the right number of people, the right people.
That's right.
We just got to find them.
If you continue to look for that type of insight and continue to measure what you do from a marketing perspective, it can always be fine-tuned.
Yeah.
But it does come down to that last mile again and engaging
Absolutely.
That customer and making that connection one-on-one.
I like that last mile thought. Hey, Alan, thanks for being here. As always, great job today.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Enjoy talking to you.
We'll do it again real soon. Alan Mates, ladies and gentlemen, with RobinsonMates.com. Robinson and Mates is the company. RobinsonMates.com is the website. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.